Last week, Scotland became the first country in the world to mandate a public school curriculum that's inclusive of LGBTQ history. The move aims to stamp out homophobia, which is still widespread among Scotland's youth. 9 in 10 LGBTQ Scots say they've faced homophobia in school, according to a 2016 study by the Time for Inclusive Education, or TIE, campaign. Jordan Daly is with me to talk about how the new curriculum will be implemented, and he's one of the co-founders of the TIE campaign. Welcome, Jordan.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So tell us, how will this, what's in the curriculum? What is part of the LGBTQ curriculum?
So the curriculum in Scotland, basically what's happening is LGBT themes will be embedded across the curriculum. So we already teach subjects like history or social studies or English and literature. And what this move effectively does is it starts to embed LGBT themes into existing areas. So for example, young people will begin to learn about LGBT history, people like Oscar Wilde, and they'll also learn about things like the Stonewall riots, people like Marsha Johnson. So it's really quite an expansive task. It does include relationships education. It includes young people learning about the impact of homophobia and transphobia. But it's also really geared towards empowering young LGBT people. And that's why there's so much focus and emphasis on history and role models.
So have you had any pushback so far from parents or teachers or officials about the curriculum? Or has it been embraced?
It's definitely been embraced and it's definitely been celebrated here in Scotland. So this move from the Scottish Government came off the back of a campaign that we ran for 3 years called the TIE campaign. Our Parliament, our politicians, backed our campaign's proposals by majority in 2017. And then that's where this working group was set up to make these recommendations to government. We have support from some Catholic priests in Scotland, some Church of Scotland ministers, indeed the Scottish Catholic Education Service, which is responsible for Catholic schools in the country. They also worked with us on these recommendations and again signed off on them. So resistance and opposition has been very much in the minority here in Scotland.
And tell, you know, at the top of the segment, we mentioned these statistics, which to me were quite staggering. A study conducted by your organization in 2016 found that 9 in 10 LGBTQ Scots experience homophobia at school. I mean, that seems just really high. Does that extend to the state of LGBTQ rights in Scotland more broadly?
One of the issues in Scotland for a long, long time has always been the environment and culture within schools for LGBT young people. And it's not even just an issue for Scotland. This is a global issue. If you look at research from across the pond and the States, you'll see similarly high and disproportionate numbers of LGBT people stating that they've been bullied at school or experienced prejudice at school. And I was one of those young people, and that's really why I co-founded the campaign along with Liam Stevenson, because my experience at school was very exclusionary. It was very homophobic, and that, unfortunately, but also unsurprisingly, is generally the experience of adult LGBT people. We can all recall, I'm sure many listening to this programme will be able to recall a time in school where we were bullied or where we were teased or where we faced prejudice simply because of who we are. But that is why the Scottish Government's announcement is so, so important, because only with education can we begin to break down that prejudice and stigma.
Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you so much.
Jordan Daly is the co-founder of the Time for Inclusive Education campaign. And it's Transgender Awareness Week, which draws attention to the issues that the transgender community faces every day of the year. We'll continue spotlighting LGBTQ stories from around the world here on the show. Stay tuned tomorrow.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.